What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. I want to talk about two super underrated Disney villains, Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz and Dr. Draken. If you're... Wow, I don't know what age range people would remember Dr. Draken from. I watched a lot of Kim Possible when I was younger. Dr. Draken's the bad guy. Blue face, weird hair, large scar on his face, usually loses. You know, cartoon villain, it is what it is. Dr. Doofenshmirtz, for those of you who love Phineas and Ferb, it's an excellent show. They're both weirdly interesting villains to me because, like a lot of cartoon villains, they're bad at it. Whether they get stuck in their own head, or get distracted, or spend too much time telling you their top secret evil plan, and that's just the amount of time the hero needs to save the day, whatever it is, they get bogged down, and they know this is what they want to do. This is who they are. They're bad guys. They're villains. This is they want to take over the world. This is what they're gonna do. But they're bad at it, and it doesn't work, but they keep doing it. We, I think, often get bogged down in the thing we think we're supposed to be doing, the direction we believe God is sending us. God made us for a purpose. He made us to do something in this world for Him, to do something for His kingdom. It may not be the thing we think we're supposed to be doing or that we want to do, but if He put us in a position to accomplish something for Him, then we need to follow through, even if it means letting go of the thing that we want to drive us, that we think is what we're supposed to be doing, whether that's for now or forever. If it's not doing what God wants, or if it's getting in the way, if it's stopping us from completing the things God wants, then maybe it's something we need to move on from. Repeating your same evil plans, I'm not saying any of you guys have evil plans, that's not what I mean, but being stuck in who you think you are or who you think you're supposed to be when it doesn't match up with who God wants you to be isn't going to pan out that well. Be willing to let go. It may not be easy. But if it's not something He put in your life, if He didn't set out for you to be a supervillain, then maybe that's not your path. And that's okay. Because it's His path for you that's the journey He wants to take you down. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more daily Nerd Devos or listen to us talk about supervillains or any of those awesome things, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for your daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.